We continue our learning. We are in Tanis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Maaseh sheyardu zikeinim miYerushalayim la'areihem. So there's a story that happened where the elders came from Yerushalayim, members of the Sanhedrin, left Yerushalayim to go to cities in Eretz Yisrael to make an announcement. The Gazru Tanis al shenira kimelo pi tanur shidafon ba'ashkelon. Because there was a shidafon, there was a wind blast that affected the grain, the size of an oven's mouth, literally, in the city of Ashkelon. And we mentioned the city of Ashkelon in the past, because this is an example of a city where this was territory that was not considered a part of Eretz Israel at that time of Churban Bayisheni. Nonetheless, proclaimed a fast anyway in Eretz Yisrael, there in the surrounding areas, because of what happened in Ashkelon. Now, what does it mean, Shenira Kimelo Pi Tanur Shidafon? So we talk about an oven how much grain was affected. So we assume it's amount of grain that would yield one full oven's worth of whatever bread that you would make in there. Or maybe the loaf of bread the size of just of the opening of the oven, maybe a little bit, which is a little bit smaller. Maybe it's the first row of the loaves that we pack around the opening of an oven. So it's a little bit more than that, you have many, many loaves that are placed there. Either way, different explanations you have in the Gemara, but at the end, this is considered significant. They consider this significant, so that they would proclaim a fast. Now, why do we mention this specifically, the story? So the Rambam understands that this story is a precedent, telling us how much grain has to be destroyed that we would consider the shidafon a calamity. That what would we require? Both fasting and the blowing of the shofar. And that's what it means. The gazru tanis, it's the tanis, but it's also the blowing of the shofar. Now, Rashi understands that, no, this is saying gazru tanis al shenira kibolo pitano b'shidafon b'ashkelon, meant this happened in Ashkelon. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is going to apply, besides the fact that Ashkelon is Eretz Pelishtim, it's going to affect an area that was affected that was not part of the territory of Eretz Yisrael at that time. But the idea here is that there's going to be a tanis on the surrounding areas. And that's what it means, that everyone's going to fast even in distant places. Blowing of the shofar? So blowing of the shofar is not related to a Melopi Tanur Shidafon in the area or beyond. Blowing of the shofar you would do even for less than Melopi Tanur. Now, why would you blow the shofar for less and fast only when there's a Melopi Tanur? It sounds like we're more willing to blow the shofar in surrounding areas than we are to be gozer a fast. And the answer is that the author of this Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva. If you remember, Rabbi Akiva was the one who was more willing to have us blow shofar than he was to have us fast in surrounding areas. So therefore, he could be the author of the Mishnah. So that's, at least according to Rashi, Melopi Tanur Shidafon in a city. So the surrounding cities are going to fast. Less than that, so the surrounding cities will blow the shofar. Blow the shofar will do for any amount, any quantity that's damaged. Vodgazu tanis, al sha'achlu ze'evim, shnei tino kos beva har yardin. They also made a decree of a fast because wolves ate two children in Eva har yardin. And this is an example of, we spoke about chaya ra'a, in Mishnah Hay. So this is an example in the previous Mishnah. This is an example of that, and there goes Eretanis for that. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo al she'achlu, el al she'niru. He says, no, the fast wasn't decreed because they had devoured the children, but because they had seen these animals during the daytime. Remember, we mentioned that if Chayora, when I see a wild animal in the city, and I see they're around during the daytime, so that's when we have to be concerned, and that's what happened here. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's exactly what it was. They saw these wild animals niru during the daytime, not that they had eaten two tinokos. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanis in Perek Aleph the following. Ein goes in Tanios ala tzibur lo b'Shabbos v'lo yomim tovim. We don't make a gzer of a tanis on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'chein ain't token b'hen lo b'shofar lo b'chatzotros. And we don't blow shofar or chatzotros on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. V'lo zoakim m'schanenim b'hem tefillah. Nor do we have crying out in special tachanunim in tefillah. So our Mishnah is going to teach us what sorrows do we allow the Masriyan even on Shabbos, when the halacha generally demands that we don't engage in this type of activity on Shabbos. Al-Elu Masriyan b'Shabbos. So here's what the Mishnah says. It's for these that we're able to cry out even on Shabbos, and crying out is not, we don't assume is blowing the shofar. Here we're talking about crying out in davening, and let's say the tefillah that we say Aneinu, Avinu, Aneinu, we have that whole list of Aneinus that we have at the end of the Slichos, let's say. So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about over here. So here are the examples that we can cry out to Hashem on Shabbos. Al-ir shehi kifua goyim, O Nahar, if you have a city that's surrounded by non-Jews that seemingly are going to attack this city, it's a city is under siege. Nahar, there's an overflowing river that's threatening the city. It's going to flood the city. Valsfina hamitarefes bayam, you have a ship that's in danger of sinking. It's literally tossed at sea. We could also cry out on Shabbos for that to save that. So these are potential calamities that are very pressing, and therefore we will allow special tefillos even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer le'Ezra v'lo litzaka. He says, if you're allowed, in this case, you're allowed for Ezra, you're allowed to call out on Shabbos to gather people together, but to help, to assist, but not tzaka, not for tefillah. Now, the Gemara in Tanos on Daf Yudalim and Aleph says, as we mentioned, we're not talking about blowing the shofar. It's also to blow shofar on Shabbos. We're talking about tefillah. Now, when Rabbi Yossi says, tzoak, you're lo litzaaka, what he means is we're not allowed to cry out in tefillah with tchinos on Shabbos, but we are allowed to call people to assist. Now, why can't we cry out in tchinos? It seems that this is in tchinos, in extra supplications. After all, this seems to be a very pressing need. And the answer is, as the Mefarshim explained, we don't know if our tefillos are going to be effective or not. So therefore, we're better off not engaging in this in type of tefillah of tachanunim on Shabbos. That's something that we try to avoid. And when it comes to fasting as well, so are we talking, the Mishnah doesn't mention, it says Masriyan b'Shabbos. So we said it doesn't mean blowing the shofar chatzotros. Okay, but it can mean calling out. What about fasting? So some say, even though the language of Masriyan in the past meant Tanis, it meant Tanis plus, but here it can't mean Tanis because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, and that's the Ran's opinion. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanios, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, which is the halacha we quoted before, Shemis Anim, that he says that you are allowed to fast for these things. Besides calling out, you're allowed to fast as well on Shabbos. Different explanations. And some say that the language of Masriyan can mean blow the shofar, even though you don't normally blow the shofar for Shabbos. Tanakam is telling us that you're allowed to blow the shofar for these things on Shabbos. And what Rabbi Yossi is coming to argue on is that, assuming the Tanakam is saying that Masriyan means blow the shofar, not tefillah, blow the shofar, what Rabbi Yossi meant is you're only allowed to blow the shofar to gather people together, but not blowing the shofar in order to elicit a tefillah from people. So different ways to understand the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Shimon Atimni Omer, Af al hadever. He says you're allowed to be masriya on Shabbos. Again, whatever masriya means the last explanation, maybe even below the shofar, according to some to fast. According to most, it means calling out in tachanunim, extra tfilos. So he says that's allowed even for pestilence, even for a plague dever. V'lohodu lo chachamim. But the chachamim said, no, of course the chachamim would agree that masriyim b'chol. But that should be allowed. And others say, no, according to the Chachamim, we're not Masriyan ala Dever at all. Maybe a Dever has to follow maybe the what we mentioned in the previous Mishnahs. We spoke about Dever. Maybe the Chachamim disagree with that. Or maybe we spoke at Ir Sheyeshba Dever. Maybe it didn't find, what does Dever mean? Is Dever defined as the way we defined it before? How many people died within a certain amount of days? So here also a debate whether this last halacha is specifically specifically speaking about Shabbos or even speaking about Chol.